Marya Washington. Nothing I'd call a precedent, Professor Bell said. As you certainly know, there have been ambiguous SETI results. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence, Marya supplied for her audience. Yes, that may come from other intelligent species, or they may be radio signals generated by some natural process we don't completely understand. Like intelligence, Marya said.
Quite so.
She smiled broadly at the younger woman. But in more than 20 years of analysis, we haven't gotten any clear semantic content from the three suspect sources. This one is as plain as a slap in the face.
And as aggressive?
She held up 2 fingers in front of her chest, out of sight of the camera.
That's not clear. If they were attacking us, why announce that they were on their way? Why not just sneak up?
On the other hand, Marya said, if their intent is benevolent, why don't they say more than, ready or not, here we come?
1 finger.
Well, they have 3 months to go. This first signal might just have been to get our attention.
They certainly have done that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bell, for taking time here at the University of Florida to explain this interesting new development to our audience at home. This is Marya Washington, reporting live from Gainesville, Florida. We now return you to your local stations. She smiled into the large camera until it clicked twice. Then she leaned back in the chair and yawned hugely.
Caramba! I guess astronomers always discover things at ungodly hours.
Used to be. It's around the clock now.
I suppose.
Well, thanks, Aurora. Can I call you Aurora?
Rory.
Thanks for your patience. I wish we had more time, but we're competing with some big hard news. She laughed, as if a police station being blown up was anything compared to this.
Oh my, was anyone hurt?
11 dead they know of. It was leveled.
Funny, I didn't hear the explosion.
Oh no, no. It was up in Detroit. It may not have been directed at the police either. They were holding some mafia guy who was going to sing to the grand jury on Monday.
You didn't know about any of this, did you?
No. I'm afraid I don't pay much attention to the news.
Me neither for a reporter, since I specialize in science stories.
My big news magazine is Nature.
Rory picked up a beige crystal.
Astrophysical review letters, all the latest gossip.
She tapped it on the table, thinking.
So what about this special? What will you want me to do?
Marya interpreted the gesture as impatience.
Oh, don't worry. No rehearsal or lines or anything. I'll just be interviewing you the way I did today, but in more depth. Bother you as little as possible.
But I really do want to be involved. SETI is pretty far from my specialty, but I seem to be thrust into it. Besides, it was a passion with me 30 years ago, when I was an undergraduate.
Was that about the time they found the first source?
5 or 6 years before that, actually. By the time they heard from Signal Alpha, I was pretty much committed to the physics of non-thermal sources, academically. Not much time for little green men.
Who didn't materialize anyhow?
Marya took a leather-bound book file from her purse, flipped through the pages, and pulled out a blue crystal with SETI L printed in small block letters across the top.
You have the Leon survey book?
No, heard of it.
She took the crystal and slipped it into the reader on the desk. It hummed a query note, copyright, and Rory told it,
General Fund.
It copied the crystal and ejected it.
Rory looked at it. This has the raw data?
All 3 stars, the reductions too.
Well, we might want to redo them. It's been a few years, early 40s.
Marya squinted at the back of the crystal.
2043.
Don't know how much has happened in 11 years.
She asked the desk for the department roster, and it appeared on 2 screens.
You'll be talking to Leon, I guess. He's where? Caltech?
Berkeley.
I called his office and left a message asking for an appointment.
But who do you have doing SETI here in Gainesville?
No one specializing. But Parker's pretty sharp. He does our radio astronomy courses, intro and advanced. And he's kept up on SETI. Keeps the undergrads excited.
She wrote his name and number down on a slip of paper.
Excited as I was, and will be again, looks like.
Mysteries.
It should be a good show.
Network gave me 2 days to come up with 45 minutes, though, so I have to move.
She put the crystal back and hesitated.
Can you sort of assign me someone? Someone less senior than Parker? Some grad assistant I could call at any ungodly hour for information?
No, I can't get you a grad assistant, she said, and studied Mario's reaction.
You're stuck with me, I'm afraid. I wouldn't let anybody else share in the fun. Parker can give us both an update, but I'm your pet astronomer for the project.
Finders keepers. The elevator bonged.
Well, habla del diablo, here comes Parker.
A tall man, unshaven and bleary-eyed, but wearing a coat and tie with his kilt, stumbled down the hall toward them. He had small rimless glasses and a goatee.